Tech Talk is brought to you by... Wouldn't you like to hear your business's name now? To sponsor Tech Talk, email sales@fmr.co.za or call during office hours on 021 401 1013.
Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za. And that is exactly what we are doing today. Ruth dropped me a line and we'll get to that in a moment. And of course, if you want to go back, go to the podcasts at fmr.co.za. So here's what Ruth wrote. I have a non-smart Samsung TV that I would like to use to watch stream shows, e.g. Netflix. We have Wi-Fi. I've had conflicting advice on what I need to install to convert my TV to a smart TV. I have budget constraints and would like the most cost-effective solution. Kind regards, Ruth. Well, Ruth, thank you. I did reach out a little bit further to Ruth and found out some other stuff. And Ruth has a 40-inch TV and it does have an HDMI port. Because if you don't have an HDMI port, none of this stuff will apply to you. And HDMI is that little thing that looks a little bit bigger than a USB and has kind of wings on. And it's how most video is transferred these days, video and sound together. And Ruth, what I'm going to tell you is the real issue isn't what to buy, but it's about future compatibility. It's about your next TV or the next streaming service that will come out. There are a lot of cheap, easy fixes that'll get you through now, and none of those are going to be recommended. So what I'm going to recommend is not going to be the things that are hard to set up. And really, I feel if you had good programming knowledge, you wouldn't be calling in to ask me how to solve this problem. So I'm going to keep it to stuff that, let's say, my mom can set up, which makes for a very short list, but here goes my list for you. So for around 3,200 Rand, you get the easiest to plug and play solution. It's called Apple TV. It's a little set-top box. It's a little bit bigger than, what's a good analogy, two cigarette boxes side by side, as if anyone knows what a cigarette box looks like anymore. I hope not. And that is going to be a great solution. Plug and play in the Apple environment. It'll update itself reasonably automatically, and it'll just work. You'll put in your Netflix credentials or whatever the next service is, and it'll work. But it's 3,200 Rand. Coming down from there, you have two options. You have an Amazon Fire Stick. Now, this flexes Amazon's muscles, and you have all those services that work. However, when you go to the Apple TV, you get to use Siri and these automations. When you go to the Amazon Fire Stick, you get to use Alexa. Now, the problem is Alexa doesn't really exist in South Africa, so you have to do some workarounds, but the Netflix stuff will be working, and that's going to cost you a little over 1,000 Rand at a place like Takealot. Your next choice is the Google Chromecast, which is a little bit different. It's also around 1,000 Rand, and the apps aren't so much in the system, but you stream from your phone or other device very easily. But I'm going to tell you to do none of these. I'm going to tell you to go out and buy a new television. And the reason I'm going to tell you that is, quite frankly, these are workarounds. And when you consider what you'll get used for your old TV and what a new TV will cost you, I'm going to go just jump in and replace. Because for around 3,700 Rand, you're going to get brands like Hisense, or around 4,300 Rand, you'd get a Samsung, which would be like for like with what you have now. But I would really recommend that you go with a TV that uses Android TV as its base software. And around a 40-inch TV from Skyview on Takealot will cost you around 3,800 Rand. And for that, you're going to have Android TV built in. And that's essentially taking all that software that just works in, and thousands of applications and new software. And as it comes out, it'll be there. The two biggest stores in the world are the Android Play Store and the Apple Store. And that's really going to make it easy. Much cheaper than going the Apple TV route. Much better. You're going to get a better screen because newer screens are better. Is better going to make a difference in your life? Probably not, but it's going to look nicer. It's going to be more future compatibility, and you're going to save the most value. So my advice, replace that TV, but if not, go for either the Google Chromecast or the Amazon Fire Stick. That's it for this week, and thanks, Ruth, for an amazing question, and please send in more amazing questions. We do love them. David@fmr.co.za for those questions, of course, and the podcast at fmr.co.za. Till next week.
Tech Talk was brought to you by... Wouldn't you like to hear your business's name right here? To sponsor the popular Tech Talk feature, email sales@fmr.co.za or call during office hours on 021 401 1013.